A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on the account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. Their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is such a gospel of hope, and it's often picked at funerals because it's a reminder to us of what's really important in life. And at the end of the day, what's only important is our relationship with Christ and with one another. And Jesus encourages us, and he's telling us, life's going to be hard. You're going to face difficulties, physical difficulties, mental struggles. We're going to deal with stress, anxiety, worry, fear, whatever it may be. But Jesus is telling us, keep on going. Do not give up. Don't be afraid. And if you're loyal to him, your reward will be great in heaven. And we need to remind ourselves of that on a daily basis, that this is not our home, but our journey is in heaven. And a Catholic should never be afraid of dying, because it's only dying that we get to go to be with Jesus forever in heaven. So remember that. Jesus is reminding us very clearly what is important, and he's giving us comfort this morning because he knows it's hard at times, but heaven's awaiting each and every one of us, God willing.